Thank you. Next question, workforce development and job creation are critical to the stabilization and enhancement of our economy. What do you see as Maryland's greatest challenges to keeping and attracting jobs to the state of Maryland? We'll start with Mr. Lawler.
There's no question it's the tax burden, but there's also regulations and fees that I haven't had a chance to talk through. I spent a great deal of time here on the Eastern Shore, out at Crisfield, Dorchester, Worcester County. Spent a great deal of time down here talking with farmers. I had one waterman walk up to me and say, I can't even continue in my grandfather's business anymore. These fees are so high, I can no longer afford to be a waterman in the state of Maryland anymore. If we don't take these fees and regulations head on and start turning them back, what are we going to do about that? Ken Timmerman, my lieutenant governor candidate, he is an investigative reporter by trade. In addition to that, he's been a Nobel Peace Prize nominee. Very impressive young man. He is focused on ending corruption and voter fraud in this state, as well as investigating every one of those 84 new taxes, regulations, and fees, and begin to roll them back one at a time. In addition to that, he's going to make sure those tax bills that have been passed over the past seven years actually get where they're supposed to go. And if they don't get where they're supposed to go, for example, this gambling bill that's supposed to go to education, that's been to three other funds outside of education, he's going to investigate those. And those that don't go to their intended result, we're going to post them on a website. We're going to eliminate them or phase them out over a three-year period so that everyday mailers can see who's been wasting their money. In addition, we're going to get an enforceable lockbox on these funds so you can no longer rob Peter to pay Paul and rob from the Transportation Trust Fund, put in the general fund just to pass another gas tax so they can get away with taking more money out of your wallets. These are common sense things that we can do off the bat because I believe the biggest challenge for business is simply to stay in business. This idea that businessmen and women don't want to go out and hire more employees is absolute false. They understand, as I do as a businessman, that people generate wealth and generate success. Let's get the burden of overbearing government off their backs. A Lawler-Timmerman administration will do just that.
Mr. Hogan.
Well, the issue was jobs and workforce development, and it's one of the biggest problems we have facing us here today in Maryland. It's like my number one priority. We've talked about it. We just talked about a lot of the answers to this question and the previous question. We've lost 6,500 small businesses. We've lost 10 of our 13 Fortune 500 companies. We've lost nearly 100,000 jobs. Unemployment in this state is up 76%. We've lost 26% of our manufacturing base. Jobs are fleeing our state at an alarming rate with no discernible response or action from our leaders in Annapolis. The issues are, we're taxing the businesses out of the state. We have an anti-business attitude, and we're over-regulating them. We cannot compete with the other states in our region. We're losing jobs and businesses and taxpayers to our next-door neighbor in Virginia. Here on the shore, they're going to Delaware. In western Maryland, they're going to West Virginia and Pennsylvania. We have to put a stop to this. We've got to turn this around. You know, our friends that are in the office currently, the politicians in Annapolis, the monopoly, they're always talking about jobs. But I don't see how they can say that they're pro-jobs when they're so anti-business. That's where, you know, small businesses are responsible for 80% of the jobs in this state and in this country. And we've got to get the government off our backs and out of our pockets so we can grow this economy, put people back to work, and turn this state around.
Mr. George.
Yes, again, the question is workforce development. And, you know, just a little side note. I mean, Tabor and these ideas, I can't go in there as a king. I'm telling you what I know I can do. And I've co-sponsored the Tabor bill, Taxpayer's Bill of Rights, each time. So I'm just telling you what we can do. You give me a legislature that's filled with Republicans, and we can go much further. But I'm guaranteeing to you the things that I'm saying here. And as I said in my opening statement, there are so many young people who can't find work. There are young people who want to work and they cannot work. There are young men and women who want to find work and they cannot find work. We have lost those entry-level and mid-level jobs I spoke about in manufacturing, trade, transportation, and energy. Why do we look down on people unless they want to get a four-year college degree? What happened to our trade schools? When I walk throughout Dundalk and through Salisbury and other places and I speak to young people, the trade schools are gone. That's how I got a foot in. So many people want to work. They want to learn a trade. And we're not allowing them to do it. We're not putting the focus on that. And we need to bring back our trade schools. That helps in workforce development. We need to restore those trade schools. And I'm not saying people shouldn't pursue the four-year college degree route, but let everyone have these choices. I don't want to discount investments that we make in our community college or our colleges. They're important. But we need a more diverse portfolio of education for people for workforce development. And, of course, we create a better tax climate for all businesses and not drive small businesses across the border. So many small businesses, and I said before there were 8,000, and that's how many have left or closed. So that's why you see a little difference in the figures here. These past 8 years, as the recession got worse, taxes and government jobs surged while private business and workforce development suffered. I'm the only one up here who's been on the front lines in the fight the past 8 years. I know these issues. I know what the budget problems are, and I know what the job problems are. I am a Main Street business person. I have two retail jewelry stores. We make and create them there. I have workers under me. My employees are like family to me. I understand small business. This government thinks if they create government jobs, it'll trickle down. Remember trickle down? Well, they have their own trickle down economics. They think it'll trickle down to the small businesses. I understand how it works. I will bring those jobs back to Maryland. Thank you.
Mr. Craig.
While everyone else talks about the jobs that have left the state of Maryland, I can tell you we're going to take the success of Harford County because we actually have 8,000 more jobs in Harford County than when the economy tanked because we knew how to do the job. We just didn't talk about it. We have over 100 manufacturers in Harford County, so we know how to reach out to them because the key is not first to attract new jobs to the state of Maryland, it's keep the ones here. We have a governor who does well on addition when he adds to your taxes, but he doesn't do well on the subtraction part of it of what's left. You need to be able to do both. He'll say new jobs have come in, but really they've left. And we need to make sure that you don't go to India or Brazil to say, let's bring new jobs here first. Let's keep the ones that are here first. Look on the Eastern Shore, businesses that have been threatened or that have moved because of all the taxes and regulations. A new poll just came out last week and showed that only 25% of the small businesses are even talking about hiring someone new. Why? Because of new taxes, new rules and regulations, and the need for workforce development. So that's not going to happen yet. For these people getting out of college, 40% of them are not getting a job. You've paid your bill to make sure they could go through college, but they're not going to get a job in what they were trained in until we actually have someone who has the experience to have done it. And we've done it in Harford County. We're going to do it in the state of Maryland. One of the things that we did, we have a very good Department of Economic Development. That director is never in his office. He's always out working, making sure that we're reaching out to businesses, getting them here. We've done an excellent job on expanding broadband. Many businesses are going to be based on infrastructure, so it's not just about roads and access now. They need access to information communication technology. That's what we did in Harford County, and that is making it so much easier for businesses to come here. So we are going to turn this into not the Silicon Valley, but the Silicon Bay. We're going to have so many more companies and jobs, not only develop it, but then manufacture those things in here by eliminating certain taxes and certain fees and certain licenses and regulations.